Kind of a cloudy, rainy day in our forecast for today. Might be the perfect day to go to the museum. Annie Dugan joins us this morning on the phone. Annie, is it insulting for people to say, well, it's raining, we can't do anything fun, we should go to the museum?
Well, I would say it's raining. It's a wonderful excuse to go to the museum and get your family members to go to the museum.
Oh, much better.
I'd say it's a happy thing.
I like it. It's raining. We get to go to the museum.
Exactly. In fact, a really neat place you can go, when the weather is not always wonderful, is Makerspace. I just toured this making space last week, and it is just such a cool thing. Joe and his sweetheart have just started this out of the pure love of wanting people to create and wanting people to do something with their hands. So I guess the makerspace is a phenomenon that's across the country. Makerspaces are popping up everywhere from they take, abandoned industrial sites and make them into making again. This couple is chosen, I think it was a machine shop of some sort over in the West End Lincoln Park area, and they have filled it with wood shop, welding shop, they have laser cutters, they have 3D printers, they have these computer-aided wood carving things that can do like sculptures out of wood. If you design something on a computer, it'll make it. They have classes going constantly. The way it works is, you have you pay a membership fee and then you get to use all the amazing equipment in there. So when we toured, there was a kid who was making making sand surfing things that they were going to use in the desert. In their wood shop, we saw there's a circuit board room where you can make all sorts of crazy things on your circuit board. I love that, when we talk about art, we're not talking necessarily in visual arts. It's such a wide net. We certainly think of painting and drawing and ceramics, and that's all part of it. That's under the umbrella. But I love that places like Makerspace exist, because there's a lot of artists who use just a lot of different materials. There's a great talk this Thursday in the Duluth Art Institute galleries by Carolyn Halliday, who uses gut. She uses goat, cow gut to make these beautiful, beautiful sculptural pieces. She's a fiber artist, and she weaves with it. I love that Makerspace exists, because people can just, their imagination is their only end source, that they can take all these cool materials and make them into something compelling visually and mentally. But as I mentioned, Thursday, 5:30 p.m., Carolyn Halliday is going to speak on her show, it's called Poetics of Evolution, and it's in the Duluth Art Institute galleries. It comes down after her talk, so that's one that if you're a fiber artist, you should not miss it, because it really is interesting to hear how she uses this very unusual material in her work. She also weaves and knits with copper, and the whole show has various echoes, I would say, of Darwin's theories of evolution, and she's written on a lot of the materials, segments from his diary. She uses mango seeds. It really is just, when you walk through it, I love art that can hit you in other places than your brain. And this one, no pun intended, hits you in the gut.
I was going to say, you're going to say that, aren't you? Okay.
Well, the other interesting thing, and I don't want this to turn people off, but there's a very distinct smell when you walk through the gallery, and if I didn't say what the material was, you wouldn't necessarily get it, because it really, it's like a sweet sort of, it's just a very distinctive, interesting smell, and I love that our galleries have an added sensory experience, so much it's just visual, but I love that we've added another sense in there. So definitely come and see Carolyn's work. The other thing that's going on Thursday is Lydia at Studio 15 is doing mindfulness and stone mandala workshop. And I love stuff that Lydia is doing. She's an art therapist trained. She She has a Studio 15 where, again, like Makerspace, she just did it because she was passionate about other people creating and making things. And so it's a space that anyone can use to make their art come true. And she really, her bent on things is this art therapy side of things. So she's teaching how you can use art to find a sense of mindfulness and to meditate and relax and use art to get you, you know, into a better rhythm for your life. So that is also going on Thursday. And then Friday, we finish the week strong with an awesome, awesome exhibit by Sarah Brocky at the Red Herring Lounge. Sarah is an amazingly prolific artist, and she has a new show called Vessel. And I love that she's used this term, because a lot of times you think of the artist as this, you know, vessel filling up with artist ideas and then pouring them out and then filling them up and pouring them out. And certainly Sarah gets lots of filled up and pours out a lot. So and always does just really interesting and amazing work. So
fascinating.
That's on Friday at the Red Herring.
Thanks a million, Annie. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us every single Monday for Where's Art with Annie Dugan right here on Northland Morning.